Amen. If you have your Bibles, turn with me, please, to Isaiah 54. Isaiah 54, and we're going to read from verse 1. I pray that this word will just explode in your spirit tonight. There is a time to teach. There's a time to inspire. There's a time to impart. But there's a time, as the apostolic ministry has said, there is a time and there is a moment to bring the word of the Lord. Amen. Tonight, I'm bringing the word of the Lord. Amen. Verse 1. Sing, O barren woman, you who have not borne, break forth into singing and cry aloud. You who have not labored with child, for more are the children of the desolate than the children of the married woman, says the Lord. Enlarge, enlarge the place of your tent. Stretch out the curtains of your dwellings. Do not spare. Lengthen your cords. Strengthen your stakes, for you shall expand to the right and to the left, and your descendants and your disciples will inherit the nations and make the desolate cities inhabited. Do not fear, for you will not be ashamed, neither be disgraced, for you will not be put to shame. For you will forget the shame of your youth, and you will not remember the reproach of your widowhood anymore. Verse 10. For the mountains shall depart, and the hills be removed, but my kindness shall not depart from you, nor shall my covenant be moved from you, says the Lord, who has mercy on you. Verse 17. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. I'm going to say that again. Let's make the devil mad. Let's get him trembling tonight. Amen. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. Amen. And every tongue, and every religious tongue, and every traditional tongue which rises against you in judgment, you shall condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is from me, says the Lord. You know, I believe that these verses prophetically reveal a burden in the heart of God for you as his people tonight. They speak to us concerning the dawning of a new day, a new era, a new time for the people of God. But you know, when Isaiah prophesied this, the fruit of this word was not seen. In fact, the nation of Israel was divided in two. There was moral breakdown in the land. They were exiles in Babylon. They didn't have a home. They were prisoners. They were in a foreign land. They were barren. They'd lost everything. Everything looked opposite to what the prophet was prophesying. But you see, when earth or your circumstances or your environment say one thing, heaven declares and decrees something that's completely different. Amen. You might be looking in the natural realm right now, and there might be more winter than there is spring, but everything is subject to change when God speaks. Amen. When God speaks and says enough is enough, when God calls time on a barren season, everything changes. One word from God, one rhema word from God changes everything. And tonight, beloved, we need to see things from heaven's perspective. Amen. not from our own. You see, the Bible says very clearly that God's thoughts are not our thoughts. His ways are not our ways. And often when we see one thing, God sees things completely different. Your world right now might be saying barrenness, but God says fruitfulness. You might be saying, I've gone through my life and I've known ruin. God says restoration. Your life and your workplace might represent poverty, but God says prosperity. You might say famine, but God says favor. You might say failure, but God says future. You say, what about this miracle? And God says, you might say, what about this mess? But God says, I'm the miracle in your mess. The devil or circumstances or life might say decrease, but God says, I'm the God of the increase. The church says, let's conserve, let's consolidate, let's cut back. And God says, enlarge the place of your dwelling. When you think it's your barren year, God says it's your breakthrough year, because God is a breakthrough God. He's a God of the increase. In fact, in Isaiah chapter 9, it says of the increase of his government and peace, there will be no end. And for the moment in which we find ourselves, we need to come into agreement with heaven. Because agreement brings alignment. When we agree with the word of the Lord, when we agree with the prophets, when we agree with the apostolic word, agreement brings breakthrough. You might be sick in your body. Your bank account might be empty. You might be waiting for prophetic words to come to pass. You might be wondering whether to step out in faith on what God has told you to do. It might look in your world right now that there's more famine than favor. That might be true. But I want you to know that it's not the truth. Amen. The woman in Isaiah 54 was barren. That was true. But it was not the truth. What's true is based on the senses. It's based on what we hear and what we feel and what we see, the natural realm. Truth is based on the word of God. Man doesn't live on bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. Our final authority is not based on what is true. It's based on the truth. The truth is the word of God. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. He said in John 18, you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. David said in Psalm 145, verse 8, he said, the Lord is near to all who call upon him, to all who call upon him in truth. It was true that my baby girl was born 3 months premature. It was true 18 years ago that she had a bleed on her brain. It was true that she weighed less than a bag of sugar. It was true, but it wasn't the truth. Amen. Jesus said, thy word is truth. And you know, in that wilderness, in that barrenness, when everything around me seemed true, I went to the word of God. Hallelujah. And I found the truth. The doctor said that she was going to die. Naturally, that was true. But the truth of God's word spoke into my spirit in Psalm 71. And it says this, she will grow up in the courts of God. She will praise me. And even when she has gray hair, she will give thanks and glory unto me. Let me tell you, she's alive today. She's healthy today. And what God did for me, he will do for you, because God is watching over his word to perform it. And we mustn't believe what is true, but we must believe the truth of God's word. And we've got to call into being those things that are not as though they were. Now in Isaiah 54, the context for the miracle or the breakthrough starts with God asking or requiring something from us. often we want the reward without the responsibility. God will do his part if we will do our part. And I believe for us in this hour, there is a responsibility that God requires of us. And it starts in Isaiah 54, verse 1. It says, sing, O barren one, you who have not born, break forth into singing. Cry aloud, you who have not labored with child, for more are the children of the desolate than the children of the married woman, says the Lord. God prophetically promises unprecedented growth and increase, more than you can ask, think, or imagine. He's promising to you as a church, children, yes, babies, men and women, boys and girls that are going to come to Christ and fill this building and fill the next building and fill the building after that. There is going to be growth upon growth upon growth upon growth, increase upon increase upon increase. Doesn't matter what's going on in the natural, everything has changed in the spiritual realm. Children speak of heritage. Children speak of harvest. Children speak of new birth. He's promised you children. He's promised you enlargement. He's promised you not demotion. He's promised you promotion, because you're not barren. You're blessed. And he says, sing. Oh, barren woman, break forth into singing and cry aloud. You know, the word sing and cry have varied meanings in the Hebrew. It can mean to sing, but it can also mean to shout with joy. It also means to shout with a voice of triumph. Why? Because you're not praying for victory. You're praying from a place of victory. You're not asking for authority. You have authority. It means to cry with a clear voice of proclamation. And God wants you to realize and to recognize tonight that as you harmonize your faith and your confession concerning his promises, barren places, dry places, fruitless seasons will suddenly become fruitful and multiply, because for you as a church, this is a year of proclamation. This is a year when you're going to say, the devil ain't going to put a muzzle over my mouth anymore, because there's a miracle in my mouth. My words are seeds. My words have power. And when I release my words, there's a creative force that comes out of my mouth. And when I'm in a season of proclamation, that proclamation will release a manifestation. So I'm going to keep proclaiming. I'm going to keep on speaking. I'm going to do what God says, because my words have a creative force. And when I'm in proclamation, God's going to bring manifestation. When we come in praise, hallelujah, he's going to come in power. When we come in worship and release our words and our praise to him, he's going to send his angels to warfare. When we speak and agree with God's words, heaven and earth is going to change, because God is going to work on behalf of his servants. Hallelujah. I believe that the redeemed of the Lord in this place needs to say so. David said that, didn't he? He said, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. How many are redeemed in this room? How many are righteous in this room? Well, it's time to say so. It's not a year, it's not a season to say what God can't do. It's a year and it's a season to say what God can do. It's not a season to speak and to doubt God and to complain and allow your words to limit your life. It's the year to believe God. It's a year not to tolerate, but to celebrate. There's too many Christians tolerating their circumstances. There's too many Christians tolerating their limitations. But God says, celebrate, sing, cry out for joy. today. The seasons have changed in the heavenly realms, and they're about to change in this place, because your winter is going to turn into spring. Your spring is going to turn into summer. And when it's ended summer, it's going to be harvest. Sing, 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 sing. Shout to God with a voice of triumph. Sing. Let the shout of the Lord set off inside you. Hallelujah. Sing. Shout. Celebrate. Have faith in what he says, not in what you see. 2 Corinthians 5 verse 7 says that we walk by faith and not by sight. So many Christians live that in reverse order. They walk by sight instead of walking by faith. Walking by what they see rather than what they believe. Listen, as long as we live like that, nothing will change. I see Christians, I see churches, they're the same today as they were 25 years ago because they walk by sight. They don't walk by faith. They're living in an old wineskin instead of living in a new wineskin. Nothing will change. Unless we live the life of faith, unless we move in the spirit of faith, we are called the household of faith, and the cry of faith and the shout of faith needs to be released through God's people in this hour. You might say, John, I've only got a seed of faith. That doesn't matter. Jesus spoke about great faith. He spoke about small faith, and he spoke about the seed of faith. He said, if you will use your faith like a mustard seed and speak, if you have faith as small as a mustard seed, and if you will speak to that mountain shall be moved. Do you know a mustard seed in biblical times was so small? Today, if you had that seed and you put it on the palm of your hand, you'd have to get a magnifying glass to actually see it. You might not have great faith. You might not have small faith. You might just have a speck of faith. But I'm telling you, that is enough. That is enough to move any mountain standing in your way. That is enough to deal with all the hosts of hell. That is enough. And I'm calling to the household of faith tonight. And I say, sing, shout, release your faith. Because the Lord your God is within you. The breakthrough starts within us as we sing, cry, proclaim, release what's in you through the spoken word. Job 2 verse 28 says this: you shall declare a thing and it will be established for you. As you speak the word of God, as you celebrate the word of God, as you sing the word of God, as you worship and warfare through the word of God, there's something about worship, there's something about warfare, there's something about the song of the Lord that is being birthed and released through this house, that's not only going to touch this house, can you hear me now, or this region, it's going to touch states, it's going to move and shake powers and principalities, darkness in high places, because of the song of the Lord, which is the sound of heaven. But you've got to release it. You've got to celebrate. You've got to sing. Even when you see nothing in the natural, you've got to release that song of the Lord. You've got to release that cry of faith. Because as you do that, as you release your praise, God comes in power. I remember about 8 weeks ago. I was in Belfast, Northern Ireland. Preached a message. Called for healing. Had a healing line at the front. Was about to pray for people. And before I did that, I saw a lady at the back and she started coming out. And it was obvious that she had arthritis in her body. Some of her muscles were twisted. Some of her leg, parts of her leg, she was just stiff in her joints. And as she started coming out, she started to shout. Never seen anything like it in my life. She started to shout, she started to sing. She started to celebrate. She was praising in her pain. She had more praise in her than pain in her body. And as she was coming out, she was just shouting out to God, "This is my night, Lord." She started singing, she started celebrating. Nothing had changed in her body. But she did a prophetic act of faith. There was something in the spirit within her that just released her to say, "I want my miracle and I want it now." Her life seemed like a wilderness. Her body seemed like barrenness, but she came out and she came out praising. You know, she came out, a few of us laid hands on her. As soon as we did, the power of God hit her. My Lord, from the top of her head to the soles of her feet, she was instantly healed by the power of God. There is something magnetic about praise. There is something magnetic about the voice of faith released through worship. There is something that God honors when you praise him in the storm. There is something that he does when you say, "Everything is going wrong around me, but I'm not going to look at my circumstances. I'm not going to look at the wilderness. I'm not going to focus on the barrenness. I know that my God is fruitful. I know that my God is abundant. I know that God wants to enlarge the place of my tent. I know he wants to expand me. I know he wants to give me influence. I know he wants me to be successful in every area of my life. I'm not looking at what I see because I don't walk by sight. I walk by faith." God honors that and he moves heaven and earth to work on your behalf. Sing. Shout. Walk by faith, not by sight. 2 Corinthians 4 verse 18 says, "So we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen. Since what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal." Listen, setbacks, sickness, trials, tribulations, delays, famine are all temporary. Don't fix your eyes on the temporary. Fix your eyes on the eternal. Fix your eyes on the promises of God over your life and over this church. Fix your eyes on the prophetic words over your life. Fix your eyes on what God has spoken over this place concerning enlargement, prosperity, many disciples, touching the nations. That is God's destiny. That is God's purpose. That is what God's promised for you as a people. And God has shifted the seasons. Amen. Doesn't matter what we see. Doesn't matter what we feel. We're in a season of increase. We're in a season of enlargement. We're in a season of fruitfulness. We're in a season of harvest. This is not your barren year. This is your fruitful. Amen. Fruitful. Amen. Year. Sing. Finally, enlarge, expand, make room for God to move. Before it even manifests, make room in your life. Make room in your call. Make room in this ministry. Before it even breaks forth in the natural realm, make room for God to move. Verse 2, enlarge the place of your tent. Stretch out the curtains of your dwellings. Do not spare. Lengthen your cords. Strengthen your stakes, for you shall expand. That's a word for this church. Look at every chair where there's nobody sat. There's going to be people on these chairs. And God isn't going to limit what he does just to one service or one meeting. There's going to have to be multiple services because of the expansion, because of the increase, because of the move of God and the latter glory of God that is going to rest on this place. Amen. Strengthen your stakes, for you shall expand to the right and to the left, and your descendants will inherit the nations and make the desolate cities inhabited. That promise and that command and that blessing was made before even birth took place. Enlarge, expand, step out in faith, make room for God. Whatever he tells you to do, do it. Because the harvest is on the way. Breakthrough is on the way. Increase is on the way. The sale of this building. The sale of this building, it's on the way. We're just waiting for that due moment, due time. It's coming. It's on the way. God has got the buyer in place. We're just waiting for that divine connection, but it's on the way. Finance is on the way. Laborers are on the way. Harvest is on the way. Wealth, no lack, because you're going to touch the nations and plant churches in this nation and in other nations. You'll need all the resources. You'll need all the laborers. You'll need all the wealth to touch the four corners of the earth. This is an apostolic house, not just for this nation, not just for this town. You've got to hear this. It's for the nations of the earth. It's an Antioch center where the ministries will come in and where ministry will go out to touch the nations of the earth with the gospel of Jesus Christ. You need money for that. You need laborers for that. You need resource for that. You need all the benefits and resources of heaven. They are yours and they're coming and they're on the way. Prepare to enlarge. Prepare to increase. Let preparation be prepared within you for the manifestation of the move of God. Let God stretch your faith and help you prepare what he wants you to prepare for the resources and the release of everything that he's promised to you as a people. I remember a number of years ago when I was pastoring in the north of England, and I prayed for a number of couples that have just known barrenness physically, and I've seen them bear children. It's incredible, isn't it, that God can do that. When the doctors say it can't happen, God can make it happen. God can do more than we ask, think, or imagine. He's the God who can make that which is impossible, possible. And I remember this one couple that I was pastoring, and I went to their house one day because I had a word for them. They'd had a number of miscarriages. I went to see them, and I said, I've got a word for you. And I said, you might have heard it from others, but this is the word of the Lord. Get the nursery ready. There's something spiritual here for you in this story. Get the nursery ready because the children are on the way. You know, they didn't allow that word to just be seed that fell on the floor. They didn't allow it to be dormant. They did something with the word. Faith without works is dead. We need to have works to our faith. You know, as soon as I gave them that word, within a few weeks, they were painting that spare room. They were getting the nursery ready. They'd carpeted it. They'd colored it. They'd bought the cot. They'd got it completely ready because the children were on the way. The doctor said that they couldn't have children. Can you hear me now? There was no way naturally that they could have children. She'd been through the scan. It wasn't possible. But what's impossible with man is always possible with God. And they made a decision not to base their feelings and their faith on what was true. But as I said earlier, they put their faith on what was truth. Amen. And they got that nursery ready. And within 5 years, they had two healthy children. Because what's impossible with man is always possible with God. But when you step out in faith, when you stretch your tent pegs, thank you, Lord. You know, with the manifestation, before it comes, there's a stretching of faith. There's a doing of faith. There's a prophetic enactment of faith as you do that. And as you step out in faith, just like that couple did. So God will honor your faith and put the miracle into motion. Noah had to build an ark before the rain came. The widow woman had to obey the word of the prophet Elijah and get as many empty vessels as she could. In fact, it says that she went all through that town. She got every empty vessel. She put it into her house. And as soon as the last empty vessel was in that house, the oil began to flow. We've got to put our faith in action. We've got to enlarge our tent. We've got to expand. We've got to move out to the right and to the left. We've got to stretch forth our tent pegs. We've got to do what God is telling us to do. And as we build something on earth that can contain something from heaven, so God will come and release his resources and his glory amongst us. You know, there was a film many years ago called Field of Dreams. Kevin Costner was in that film. And he heard a voice. And the voice told him to go to this field. I think in the middle of Kansas, there was nothing there. And he had a farm. And he sold everything because the voice said to him, if you build it, they will come. He sacrificed everything. He did what the voice was telling him to do, and he built it. People laughed at him. People mocked him. People criticized him. But eventually, what he built caused the crowds to come. You know, what's true in the natural is also true in the spiritual. And I believe God is saying to you, Apostle, if you build it, they will come. Do not deviate from the heavenly vision that God has placed in your heart. Build according to the pattern. Build according to the blueprint that God has put in your heart. For as you do that, as you build it according to his pattern, as you do it according to what he has put in your heart, as you step out in faith, as the Spirit of God leads you and the voice of the Holy Spirit leads you, they will come. From the north, from the south, from the east, to the west. Sing. Shout. Cry out. Because the harvest is on the way. Enlarge the place of your tent. Talk growth. Sing growth. Celebrate fruitfulness. Other churches might experience barrenness, but this church will not. God, in the days ahead, he has been generous, but God, in the days ahead, is going to be very generous to you. Says this in Psalm 115. May the Lord give you increase more and more. God is a God of increase. And through you, he's going to release supernatural increase. Let me finish off by just reading in the message. Isaiah 54. It just gives a different kind of perspective to it. As a paraphrase, it says this. Sing, barren woman, who has never had a baby. Fill the air with song. You who've never experienced childbirth, you're going to end up with far more children than all those childbearing women. God says, clear the ground. Drive the tent pegs in. You're going to need lots of elbow room for your growing family. You're going to take over whole nations. You're going to resettle abandoned cities. Don't be afraid. You're not going to be embarrassed. Don't hold back. You're not going to come up short. You'll forget all about the humiliations. For your maker is your bridegroom. His name, God of the angel armies, your redeemer, is the Holy One of Israel, known as God of the whole earth. You were abandoned, but now you are married and will know harvest.